You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Emily. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning,
Emily. Hello, Emily. What are you doing today?
I actually have the day off work, so I just left Walmart, got some groceries, and now on the phone with you guys.
Oh, hooray.
What are you going to do with your day off?
I'm actually heading up to Deckers for a camp at the YMCA.
What are you going to do up there?
It's just like a whole outdoorsy activity camp with like ropes course and archery.
Are you participating or are you like leading the camp?
I'm volunteering as a camp counselor, okay. So I get to participate as well.
Well, that's
what's your favorite of all those activities? What's your favorite?
Probably the ropes course. Those are super fun.
Describe the ropes course for us. Is it what I'm envisioning in my mind where you're like up above the ground on a bunch of ropes?
Yes, exactly. Yep. And there's like a, you jump to certain obstacles and you do like a free fall and you walk on like a tightrope, that kind of stuff.
Fun with ropes today. That's great.
Yeah.
That's neat. Enjoy your rope burns.
It's funny. I was thinking the same thing.
Like, ouch. It sounds painful.
Are you good at these activities or are you just kind of so-so?
I would say probably so-so. I have good balance, so that helps.
That's good. Yeah. It was either this or be a ballerina, and you chose this, it sounds like.
And she didn't want the hurt toes all the time.
Those tippy toes.
So you're off work today. When you are on work, what are you doing?
I'm a research assistant at CU Anschutz.
Okay. What are you researching right now?
Weight loss and metabolism, basically the best time of day to eat food and then when to kind of fast for the rest of the day.
When should I start
fasting?
Well,
I like to do that intermittent fasting stuff. What are the best hours that you have found in general? People are different, but what have you found in general are the best hours for fasting?
For fasting is typically after 5 p.m. until 8 a.m.
That's pretty good. You don't want to go to bed with a big old full stomach, I guess.
Well, that's only 15 hours, so that's not that tough, really, right?
Actually, it should be 16, so it would be 4 to 8 a.m. then.
4 to 8, okay.
So 16 hours is the magic number.
I like it. It's the 16-8, yeah.
Can I eat like a bunch at like 3:59?
If you need to.
I still want to be healthy eating, but...
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right.
I like it. I like it. Hey, good for you. Let's play some rattle off, and then you can go play with your ropes, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
All right, 10 seconds, Emily. In 10 seconds, see if you can give us the names of five phone carriers where you might have your phone service, five different companies that do phone service. Ready? And go.
AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, or whatever that is, Verizon... Oh, my God, what's the other one?
Oh, time is up.
Oh, you got four.
Mint Mobile with Ryan Reynolds.
Cricket.
Oh, Cricket.
That's the one I was trying to think
That's
of.
A throwback there.
Oh, man. Well, you know, you tried, and we enjoyed talking to you, so we hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. I enjoyed it as well. Have a good day, boys.
See you later.
Bye, Emily.
Bye.
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 Bye, rope lady.
Put a check mark next to Christine. She's the one who hung up.
Jeez.
She said she would stay on the line.
And she liar. You're a liar.
And she was the next one in line, too. Like, well, you think about Monica, who's going to be last today. Monica's still on there.
Maybe she hit a dead spot. We don't know. Or she's rude.
Yeah, I was just going to sit there in silence. Robin, good morning. What are you doing today?
Good morning. I just got done taking my son to the doctor, and now we're going to go grocery shopping.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. He had an eye appointment. Nothing serious.
Nothing too bad, huh?
Okay.
What are you making for dinner tonight?
Oh, I guess we'll find that out when we go to the grocery store.
One of those plans.
Sloppy Joe's. Go Sloppy Joe's tonight.
See what's on sale, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Is that your full-time, or do you have another job?
I just stay home with the kids.
Good for you. How many do you got?
Four.
Age range?
Yeah, we got 8 months all the way to 9 years.
Which one's the most annoying?
the most annoying, probably the 9-year-old sitting next to me right now.
Yep.
Hey!
Hey, Mom! Hey!
You're the worst mom ever!
What makes this child so annoying? What's the one thing that you could pick out that's really annoying about the 9-year-old? Come on.
He loves going to the doctor.
He's always sick, huh? Always something going on?
Yes, always sick.
Oh,
well,
man.
Go give him a bath and
might be
keep
what you're
him in a bubble,
too. I mean, so think about that when you go to the grocery store today.
Skip the mac and cheese today.
Oh, Robin, you're a good sport. Let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to try it?
Let's try.
All right. 10 seconds. Give me a letter. You give me a letter. Don't make it a hard letter. Give me a good letter.
Oh, no. We'll do F.
S as in Sam or F as in Frank?
S as in Sam.
Okay.
All right. Then think about this. Deep breath. 10 seconds. 5 companies or brands that start with the letter S. Companies or brands that begin. You can
easy.
Do it.
Easy.
Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Starbucks, Sears.
Think of sandwiches.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yes.
For Subway.
Sam's Club, Samsonite.
Sam's Club, that's where we're going right now. Oh, my God.
Oh, no!
He's sitting there looking at the sign.
Well, darn it. You know, Robin, we love talking with you. Have fun with your 9-year-old today, okay?
Thank you. All right.
Bye, Robin.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And there she goes. Here comes Ann. Hi, Ann. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Just out of curiosity, do you have an E on the end or no E?
No, no E. Everyone asks me that, but no E.
Just Ann.
Well, just making conversation.
Ann.
She's over that question, it sounds like.
It's too bad you don't have the E, you know, because the extra letter would make it better.
Nah.
What are you doing today, Ann, with no E?
I'm working. I'm a meter reader for an electric company in the metro area.
The electric company?
a electric company.
A1, okay.
Maybe she's not with XL. I don't
know. Might not be.
Are you with XL?
I can't say.
Yeah, sure. Well, you pretty much just answered it.
It's just between you and me and Jeremy. There's nobody else listening.
Nobody's listening.
Who do you work for?
I can't say.
So there's still people that drive around and read meters, huh?
Yeah, we do. And people think that it's a satellite or something. And when I pull in people's neighborhoods, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, reading your meters.
How about that?
We still have to do that.
Because my neighborhood where I live, it's all electronic. They don't even have to come over. They just go online and.
Yeah.
Rip me off.
Yeah, there's some of them that do that, but still do it the old-fashioned way, kind of.
Do you like your job?
Yeah, it gets you some exercise.
Yeah, do you like what you do?
Oh, yeah, I do.
That's
good. The funny thing is, I get the finger a lot from people, which I'm like, what? I'm just reading the meter.
Mm-hmm. They're just sick of the energy prices. You're like, hey, it's not my fault.
I know. I'm just the worker bee. It's not my fault.
Well, why don't you give him the finger right back?
Yeah.
Give him double birds. Do both fingers.
Well, I like my job, so.
I'll tell you what. I would not be that stupid to give the finger to somebody who has got, my electric bill in their hand. Because you could say, oh, really? Well, looks like you just had a few extra kilowatt hours that you didn't know about, cowboy.
Looks like your bill is $800 now.
Some people are stupid, Ann, with no E. Man.
Yeah. I get people that they don't like me pulling in their, gated, area, and they, get mad, and I'm like, well, we can guesstimate your bill for now on. They're like, no, wait.
You ever been chased by a dog or anything?
Yeah, all the time.
I bet. It's got a dangerous gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's elk everywhere and deer, and that's the scary part. I'm to worry about hitting one. So
yeah, you don't want to be chased by an elk. They'll try to mate with you.
Hopefully the weather stays nice for a little bit longer, so you don't have to trudge through sleet and snow. All right.
Oh well, thank you. I'm hoping it stays nice for a while too.
All right, let's play some rattle off. You ready?
Okay.
Well, you know, you did call us, Ann, right?
Whatever.
Unless I got this wrong, you called us, right, to play? Okay.
The last one that you did was hard. I was like, oh, no, I hope I don't get something like that. But
nah, this is easy. Alive or dead, we don't care. Alive or dead, in 10 seconds, give us the names of five famous, we have to have heard of them, five famous guitar players. Five famous people who play guitar. Ready? And go.
B.B. King, Jeff Beck, oh my God, this is hard.
Oh, nuts.
Dated yourself a little bit there.
Clapton, you could throw Clapton in there.
I mean, anybody.
He's Eddie
Van Halen.
Eddie
Van Halen.
I said dead or alive. Eddie Van Halen.
Oh.
Eddie Vedder.
You know, Garth Brooks. You know, and all, you know, those country bumpkins, they all have a guitar around their neck.
Yeah.
True. I need my second cup of coffee.
Yeah, you do. Listen, we appreciate you listening. You drive carefully today. Watch out for the humping elks, and have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye, Ann.
Thank you. Look, Tara and Monica are still on the line.
What polite people we have.
Hello, Tara. What are you doing today? Tara.
Tara.
Hi.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Tara.
Well, I've got a few things planned, but not sure which one's going to actually...
She's talking to somebody else.
Tara, will you put the phone up to your mouth and speak up very loud and clear for us?
She's talking to somebody else.
She hung up, yeah. She hung up. Well,
double duty there.
You know what? She hung in there all this time and then hung up. That leaves Monica. Hi, Monica. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom and Jeremy.
Hey, you.
So what are you doing today, Em?
I just dropped my daughter off at an ABA center, and now I'm home, and I have to do the dreaded laundry.
ABA Center?
American Bowling Association?
She's a bowler?
So it's for autism, for behavioral therapies.
Gotcha. I
understood.
Didn't
know. Good for you.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So ABA stands for Applied Behavioral Analysis. And it's
okay, good.
Now we know. It has nothing to do with bowling.
I think there is an ABA for bowling. All I could do
could
is
be.
Guess.
I don't know.
How many hours does she spend at this outlet?
About 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So we're doing intense ABA. She's 11 years old, and she's doing good. She's thriving. So
that's
great.
Really,
those facilities are awesome. I have a good buddy of mine who has a daughter in one of those type of schools, and the change in that daughter is just phenomenal. They do good work there. They really do.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, that's
thank
nice.
You.
Yeah.
You know, something else I noticed about you is that when you laugh, you actually laugh H-A-H-A-H-A.
Oh. There it is. You're right.
She's actually the first time you did it, it was purely a ha 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 ha. And I was like, you laugh like we spell it, and that's not usually what happens. So
I can't not hear it now.
That's all people are going to hear. They're going to be, when Monica laughs, it's H-A-H-A-H-A.
It's adorable. That's adorable.
Where are you from originally?
From the Salt Lake area.
Oh, okay. What brought you to Colorado? You just wanted to get out of the gloom and doom of Salt Lake winters?
Oh yes. You know it. Those inversions.
Yeah, the inversion in Salt Lake City is horrible. Unless you're going up to, like, Park City or something like that. If you're down there in SLC, it is gray, and the snow never melts in the winter. Yeah. It just stays there year-round, doesn't
Sounds
it?
Sounds horrible.
Yes, you got it. I've been... Let's see. So, yeah, I've traveled across the country, lived in four different states. We love Colorado. So, yeah, just with my husband's job, we've traveled around. So,
good for you.
We love calling Colorado home.
Well, that's good.
Good for you. All right, so you got some Utah, some Colorado. What are the other two states?
Iowa and Washington State.
God, you have been all around, haven't you?
Good for you.
Yeah.
We got to get you a little bit further east, at least for a little bit of an experience, but what the heck? Good for you.
Yes.
Let's try Georgia sometime. Monica, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready?
Yes.
See, we think this one is pretty easy, but I don't know. You could totally stumble over it. I don't know. 10 seconds. Please give us five different. And we were supposed to do this yesterday because I think, was it yesterday Taco Day or was it the day before?
Yes.
Good for you.
It was
ten
recently.
Second, 10 seconds, Monica. Give us five different taco fillings. Five taco fillings. You should be able to do this. Ready and go.
Beef, sour cream, tomatoes, cheese, lettuce. Refried beans, chicken.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, what the
heck? So got it. You know, tacos.
Hey!
Wiener! Well, there it is again.
Awesome. Thank you, boys.
Hey, you did all the hard work.
Yeah, we appreciate you very much.
Thank you. I'm a longtime listener and first time caller. So thank you.
Oh, well, you are welcome. Thank you for listening for so long. We always ask first time callers to rate us from 1 to 5 stars. What do we get?
A 6.
Oh, that's nice. Threw in an
yesterday
extra.
Yesterday we got a 1. Remember that?
I do remember that.
We're balancing out. We're averaging about 3. Monica, hold on, and Josh will tell you all about your tickets, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.